You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
Shalom.
Michael Mackey, good afternoon.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom in the home. What song is this?
This is Last Day Under the Sun by one of my favorite bands, Volbeat.
What? Volbeat? Mm-hmm. I have never heard of that band. I've never heard this song. Is it from the 80s?
No, it's not. No. That song is probably, what would you say, Sam, 5 years old?
Let's go find out. Why not?
It's Modern.
2019 was when Volbeat.
7 years old.
Okay. Rewind, Replay, Rebound.
Well, it is a catchy little ditty from the 80s that has been released in 2019.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is. No complaints.
By the way, play it again, Sam. Do you hear Michael Jackson's Black or White as the guitar line?
Like, digga, digga, dig. Okay. Yeah.
I love Volbeat, but this is a total ripoff.
You can only organize so many chords in the same pattern,
yep,
or different patterns so many times.
Yeah, tell that to AC/DC.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
They only choose one.
They made a living off of playing the same chords over and over again.
Look at 90% of country songs.
Amen.
You guys, it's been a minute since I've been here. Well, I've missed you guys.
Last time you were here, we had a total of like 3.4 minutes of show.
I know, best day ever. Michael.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. We went on from 2 to 210, and then it was Operation Thunderstruck, and then we were on for 5 minutes from 5:55 to 6.
Sat back and let Mr. Busby take over for 3.5 hours.
Did you intend to do an AC/DC song there?
Thunderstruck? No, that was totally...
He has no idea what he just did.
I'm pretty proud of you for that one. Accidental awesomeness.
You know what that is? That's a callback that I totally meant to do that. Is Thunderstruck an AC/DC song?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Since Michael is here, I think we're supposed to get some more rain and possible storms.
Is it going to sturm tonight? I don't want sturms. Although my plants and flowers look great. I planted everything. We are fully planted at Casa Mackey.
Good. So guess who's coming in the 3 o'clock?
I already know, and I'm very excited because she's my BFF, always and forever. The one and only, the legendary, Kathy Nelson.
And my old college colleague, Dr. Rick.
You really need a sign to live, laugh, and love?
Yes.
The answer is no.
I can help new homeowners not become their parents.
Kiana.
Nope.
Chloe Noah.
No.
Joaquin.
No.
It just takes practice.
Give it a shot.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
It's a constant battle.
We're going to open a PDF. Who's next?
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
No fussing, no cussing, and no...
Now, I've never met him, so I'm excited to meet him, but you guys went to college together?
We were journalism school partners.
Okay.
So, and hopefully I don't bore you twice with the same story. Senior year in journalism school at KU, you get partnered with another classmate. And this was, you know, back in the early 90s. You film them while they fake a report outside of City Hall. And then they film you while you fake a report outside of the police department here. We have 3 people arrested overnight. And then you go back to the J school and you edit your tape. And then you present your either fake or partially real story to the class. And the professor judges you. Bill Glass was my partner. And we spent a lot of time together.
Okay.
A lot of time. And he was great. He was fantastic. Ridiculously talented. And he never got into the business. And I'll let him tell his own story, but he left KU and went up to Second City in Chicago, tried to make a career as a comedian, ended up in LA, and now he's Dr. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he's doing pretty okay now.
I think he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think he's doing just fine. Yeah.
Sam, would you like to get a national sponsorship, like a national TV commercial or radio commercial?
Absolutely. I would take it in a heartbeat.
With a voice like that.
I need to actually start marketing myself for voiceover work, but...
Yes. Yes, you do.
I've been saying that since I was 17, and I'm now 29.
What are we doing for your 30th? Is your 30th this year?
No, I just turned 29.
Oh, thank God. I was like, well, now we can start planning your 30th.
Right.
It better be a wing ding.
She's got 12 items.
Okay. Eyes on your own basket.
Young homeowners turning into their parents love rules.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Everybody knows you're not supposed to put yard waste in the trash
bin.
Let's
go. It's a thing.
There's dedicated RV parking around the back.
No, we're not leaving a note.
It's okay. You don't need a ticket. There's no one waiting.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents.
See?
But we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Technically, these onions count as one item.
You're literally the only one who cares.
Yep.
Not your
It does bother me that at 29 years old, I personify basically every single one of these commercials.
That's the beauty of the...
That's why it works.
The copy and the script. Everybody can see themselves and their family in this.
Are you literally a get off my lawn, Sam?
Oh, you have been away for a while, haven't you?
Did Sam suddenly get old?
What happened? Now I want to know.
Sam, you leaf blow at 7 a.m.
7:30. Well, 7:25.
Without any disregard for your neighbors.
You leaf blowed at 7:25?
Well, no, I have a lot of disregard. I don't have any regard.
Oh.
My leaf blower is battery powered. It is quiet.
He caught me on that one. I made a mistake.
Scott, I think what you need to do is not wait for his birthday, but to go ahead and buy him a bathrobe.
Do you have a bathrobe?
I do.
And how comfortable is it?
It's a winter bathrobe. It is thick and fuzzy.
How threadbare is it?
Say again?
Threadbare.
How threadbare is it?
Oh, no, I hate it. I don't wear robes, so it's basically brand new. Mm. I bought it during COVID because I went as a quarantined COVID patient for Halloween that year.
I think that you should remember back in the day when Scott used to wear those, like, velour Ukrainian tracksuits that made him look like a mafia member back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Serbian mobster?
Mobster! Mm-hmm. Yes! Can we get you one of those?
Oh, I would rock it. Absolutely. Gold chain.
I still have all of those jackets. I just refuse to wear them to work.
Well, you still wear your peeper jacket in the winter, so.
Your Serbian mafia, that was a phase, and now it's gone?
I got made fun of every single day. You come in and get bullied at work every day like I did, and you're going to change your ways.
It wears on a person.
It does.
New jacket, same bullying. I don't know why you're still wearing those hoodies then.
Here we go. See what I'm saying?
Well, you like what you like, and as long as you're comfortable, because it is a little brisk in here.
I know.
So, I mean, comfort. Comfort over fashion is your motto. Fashion over comfort is mine. So, there we go.
Everybody here has their own style.
Oh, and, yeah. And
I don't bully you.
You're welcome to. Well, yeah, you do.
I actually like your fashion because you dress like you're from the 80s.
Thanks.
Well, you do try to bully me about how I'm dressed and ready for a kayaking trip, but I take that as a thing, as a compliment.
Actually, I think you're more dressed to be a guide on a kayaking trip. And you, Paul Bunyan.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Wait, I'm a lumberjack and I'm so gay. There, that's better. That's had a little bit better ring to it. You guys, Pride is right around the corner. I'm so excited.
Oh, who are we talking to in the 4 o'clock hour?
Oh, Will Forte. I just interviewed him yesterday. He's coming to Big Slick. In fact, I bet you he's in town right now.
They're not doing the softball tournament this year. Why not?
There was a scheduling conflict with the Royals and FIFA. So they had to shake up their entire schedule so they could make sure that they didn't have any home games on the same nights that they had Royals baseball or FIFA games at Kansas City Stadium.
Right.
So that meant that they could not be home this weekend, which historically they always are. And they like to do the softball game on the field ahead of a game. They don't want to just do the softball game and then nothing, because I think they fear that it would be tough to fill the stands just for the softball game. So since there is no Royals home game, there is no softball game, just a VIP shindig with all the famous folks.
So that's it? There's not going to be a poker tournament or a wiffle ball tournament at the Little K or a bowling tournament or anything.
They're just doing
the big party tomorrow night.
And then tomorrow night, they've got the T-Mobile Center party. I don't know what all that is going to entail, but
I went to the Big Slick press conference this morning, so I got to hang out with
how'd that go?
Rob Riggle and Paul Rudd and Heidi Gardner and so on and so forth. It was great. This is the seventh year I've been there. And I got to ask the very last question today.
Oh, what was the very last question?
Heidi Gardner was very excited because she's spending part of her summer here shooting a movie.
I did not know that.
Later this summer. And okay. I was like, Heidi, I just talked to Will Forte yesterday, who is also shooting a movie here in Kansas City in the month of August. Is it the same movie? And she was like, no. What are the chances that two SNL stars would be shooting?
She was being very sarcastic.
No. It is a different.
Oh, she was being serious. Yeah,
there are two different movies being shot here in August. One starring Heidi Gardner and one starring Will Forte.
I'll be darned.
We'll play that clip with Will Forte in the 4 o'clock hour. That's something to all tease right. you with.
We also have the airing of the grievances in the 5 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
Festivus. Yep. We'll get to that. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, let's play us a little game called Myth or Fact. You know, I've gotten into this kind of stuff lately.
Is this like conspiracy theory or reality?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
His Facebook algorithm has transitioned from hippopotami spraying Cheeto with poo to random fun facts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do like a good random fun
and then
fact.
And then I go and check them to make sure they're accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's actually correct. Although I do still get the occasional hippo sprays cheetah with poo.
Well, I mean, you need that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's cleansing.
All right. Myth or fact?
Not for the cheetah, but just for yourself.
Swallowed gum stays in your system forever.
No, that's false. That
is a myth.
It just goes right through you like everything else.
That is correct. Chocolate is toxic for dogs.
Myth and fact. That's both.
I agree.
It's fact.
Milk chocolate, while it has toxic properties because it is actually the cocoa that is toxic for dogs, they will not die if they consume it. Do not feed it to them, but they will not die. If they eat dark chocolate. Pure cocoa, straight to the vet.
Bye-bye.
They don't like the cacao.
Oh.
That's right.
What is the ingredient?
Cacao!
Myth or fact? The Great Wall of China is visible from space.
Fact.
Myth.
Really?
That is a myth. Here's an easy one for you, Sam. Exercise helps reduce anxiety.
Fact.
That is a fact.
I saw you doing jumping jacks during the last commercial break.
Oh,
so
every
good
time.
For you.
Yeah.
Bulls hate the color red.
Myth.
I think that's a myth too.
That is a myth.
They're colorblind.
But they run towards things. I mean, they run towards the matadors who just are flinging capes. The cape could be like.
It just happens to be red.
Yep.
Right.
Cold weather creates viruses.
Myth.
That is a myth.
It suppresses your immune system, making you more likely to catch the viruses that are already there.
I love that you just said immune.
Thanks.
Fish don't feel pain.
Myth.
That is a myth.
What if they have weights in them?
No, if there are weights in fish, somebody else is going to feel some pain too. You lose most heat through your head.
Fact.
That is a myth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you lose it most out of?
I didn't do a deep dive to figure it out. I just fact checked it.
I disagree. I'm going to need clarification on that.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
Myth. Indirectly, fact.
Directly?
Myth.
That is correct.
It does cause your cartilage to grow slowly, which could in turn lead to arthritis.
Okay.
Is this the personal trainer in you coming out?
Oh, this professor over here has deep dove so much over the last, year and a half, 2 years?
29 years.
Well.
Most dangerous space is between me and the internet.
You You're such a dork.
Southwest Airlines has decided to roll back part of its divisive policy requiring overweight passengers to buy two tickets on flights when they require a second seat because of their size. Under the budget carrier's revised rules, Southwest gate agents will arrange a free second seat for passengers who need the extra room on flights where two adjoining seats are available. After an earlier rule change in January, Southwest required people needing a second seat to book and pay for it in advance. I did not know this group existed. The National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance criticized the policy as restrictive.
Okay, I have a story here. So I was on a flight.
Can I finish one more sentence? When two adjacent seats are not available on a flight.
Like the flight is sold out.
Or there's not another seat next to theirs. Larger passengers will be rebooked on a later flight.
Okay. So I was on a flight in kind of around Valentine's Day, and I was sitting there, and I was not, I mean, I was already boarded, settled, whatever. And this woman comes in, and she had a middle seat, and she was really petite, like maybe 100 pounds. And she was right in front of me, and she never sat down. She just sort of milled around the aisle where she was, never really getting in her middle seat. Mm-hmm. Then I see her, this is all very hush-hush. I see her walk up to the flight attendant, and then the flight attendant walked back and goes, "Sir, can I talk to you for just a second?"
Oh, this is going to be a sensitive conversation.
And he was like, "Sure, what's up?" And he went up to the front, and next thing you know, another flight attendant came and got a bag out of the overhead bin, and you never saw that gentleman again. Now,
was he a larger guy?
He was robust.
Robust?
He was robust, but there was a guy who was sitting on the aisle, the same row as her.
So you're not in this row?
No, it's the row ahead of me. Okay. But there was a much larger gentleman sitting in the aisle, like, across the aisle, same row, but just, and he was much, much larger. And I thought to myself, wow, just luck of the draw. Like, this petite woman created a stink, and so the heavyset guy, but it could have been the guy on the opposite end.
Have you ever complained about somebody on a flight?
Oh, God, yes.
For what?
It's usually children. It's almost always children. In fact, I can count 1, 2, 3, at least a half dozen times I have.
Like, they're kicking your seats?
Yes.
Or they're crying?
Yeah. No, not crying.
Yeah, they can't control that.
No, I don't care about crying. I can put my... But if I hear their video games, like they don't have their headphones on, it's insufferable. Or if I hear the wheels on the bus go round and round, like really low, I will lose it. So, and I will very nicely ask, can your son or daughter please put on some headphones? And if I have even the most teeniest amount of pushback, ding.
Are you really that brazen about it, though? Where you ask them and they're like, no, and you're okay. Like,
I always get my way because you aren't allowed to have anything playing within earshot.
That's true. They will kick you off the flight.
They will.
If you refuse to put headphones in.
Well, that is true, but I'm one of those, I have such an aversion to conflict that I'll just suck it up. I remember a couple years ago going down to Cancun, and there was, I think he was a Mexican national. I have no idea. I didn't ask. But he had on his phone, he was playing some obviously purchased recorded music. And it was traditional Mexican music. And he was just playing it over the speaker of his phone in the seat right behind me.
Uh-huh.
And the only time I can handle that music is when I'm sitting poolside in Cancun.
At Senior Frogs.
No.
Oh.
At poolside in Cancun. But flying down for 3 hours with him listening to that music, and nobody said a word. The flight attendants didn't say a word. In fairness, I didn't say a word.
That's on you.
I know.
No, I have never complained about anybody on a flight. I even struggle to complain in a restaurant, even if they bring me something that is so far off from what I ordered I don't know why. It's probably a deep childhood thing. I don't like complaining.
Is it an aversion to conflict, or is it about complaining?
I don't know. I have a tendency to want to complain, like in my head, and then I just sit there silently.
From the text line, why doesn't Michael wear headphones to block them kids? Well, I do have headphones, but I don't always necessarily want to wear headphones for 3 to 8 hours.
But do the wheels on the bus really go round and round?
They do.
Hmm. So what is Southwest's new fat-shaming policy?
So what they're going to say is, if you are someone who is required, check that, requires two seats, and you have not bought a second seat, okay, they will try to find you a seat adjacent somewhere on the flight where you know, we can kind of move the puzzle pieces around a little bit.
But you don't have to pay for it.
Jenga,
and
no.
It's free. Okay. And the seat is free.
But it's all subjective. The gate agent is the one who makes the... It's the gate agent who makes the final call. And everybody, like, what is heavy set to me might not be heavy set to Pauly, the gate agent.
True, but I think there are some people that you just know...
This person's going to need a seat extender.
There is no chance in hell you're getting in one seat.
Right.
The seats aren't getting any bigger, and we are.
Correct.
Well, and as we've looked at in the past, if we look at the dimensions of an airplane seat, the average American doesn't fit in an airplane seat. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do the hard line, if you protrude into the space of your fellow flyer, then like 75% of people aren't allowed to fly.
I believe it's 19 inches across now. Am I right about that?
Those are the big seats. It's like 17
for
the average.
Is it 17 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dr. Rick and Kathy Nelson,
the CEO,
CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission, joining us in studio in 45 minutes. So Evergy, this is from Channel 9. Evergy is warning customers to be cautious when searching online for ways to pay their electric bill or contact customer service. The warning comes after the utility saw an increase in scams involving fake phone numbers and websites. Evergy said customers are placing advertisements. Check that. Scammers are placing advertisements and creating websites that appear in search results for terms such as Evergy Bill, Pay Evergy, Evergy Electric. Customers who click those links or call the listed numbers may unknowingly provide personal or financial information to scammers. And you wonder, yet make fun of me for still paying by check.
Well, it's fairly simple. You just have to go to evergy.com, log into your account that way, and use that to pay your bill.
Sometimes those things that are at the very top, those sponsored things, those are just
scams.
Scammy yep. McScammersons.
So that's basically what they're doing is, and rather than going to evergy.com, they're Googling the word Evergy, and it's leading them down the wrong path. Evergy.com.
I'm so bummed that you got hacked last year. Oh, was that this year?
No, that was last.
That is some scary stuff.
I didn't technically get hacked.
Technically.
They got into my computer because I let them in the front door. But because I don't store any financial information on my computer or even on my phone. That's right. I use an abacus.
Right.
But they got nothing. And I think I could almost hear them growing more and more frustrated as unbeknownst to me at the time, they're going through my home computer going, where is the money? Where's the money? And they can't find it. It's not there, friend. It's in my checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
My ledger.
My ledger. They could have sent a carrier pigeon. Mm-hmm. Stealthy. You could have flown in the window and stole
Snatched some of the
microfiche.
Well, they didn't get anything.
They didn't. You're right.
And Cody Akins was there in a hot minute.
Yep.
From Akins PC for all your
he was good.
Hacking needs.
He scrubbed that thing clean.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was good. Thank you, by the way. Which one of you was it that turned me on?
I was going to say, you're welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was Sam. But no, yeah, he came over, took about an hour, He's good.
I do wonder, though, if you click on one of these hacking scam ad websites, does it show you your Evergy bill?
No, I'm sure it looks suspiciously like...
Vague?
No, they're spoofy. They look...
And then they make up some number for what you owe, I guess. I don't know. That's confusing to me. Because I do all my billing online.
I do, too.
Hear that, hackers? I'm an easy target.
There you are.
Don't say that.
Well, he is.
Well, I know, but you don't say that out loud. You don't say that stuff out loud. It's manifesting.
I just, you know, it always makes me nervous, and I pray every night. You know, my mom is 81 years old. She's very intelligent. But she also can be occasionally rather gullible. And I just pray that, you know, my dad and she worked way too hard for what they got and suffered and bled, literally bled.
Literally.
I know. I've seen the scars. And for God forbid if somebody took advantage of her and took her for everything that she was worth, it would break my heart.
In my dad's later years, when he wasn't quite he was still savvy, but he wasn't quite the sharpest tack. Yeah. There would be weekends that I would be up there that the phone would ring, and if he didn't have his hearing aids in, he didn't even hear the phone ring. And I was like, this phone is ringing a lot, the home phone. And so I picked it up and, Dad? And I was like, what?
Oh!
And it was somebody pretending to be my dad's son. That's me.
And you're the only one.
Right. And the guy was like, I'm in trouble. And I was like, uh-huh. He was like, and I need money. And I'm in, I don't know where he said, Guam, the Lesser Antilles. I don't remember. But yeah, and if my dad would not have been like in his right faculties, he could have gotten suckered into. And I was so mad. I let this guy yammer on for a good 10 minutes before I was like, I am his son.
Well, and I got hit up by a scam. By the way, the number was, I kid you not, 111-111-1111.
Oh.
That came in.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is legit.
Very common number,
That's
yeah.
a very common number.
And so I answered it. And they were like, they were looking for Mr. Parks. And I said, you've got him. And they wanted to talk me through, I can't remember what it was. Some sort of something for my car. It wasn't an extended warranty, but it was something else for my car. Oh, no. They wanted to offer me a $38,000 loan. They had gone over all of my financials for me, and it determined that I was worthy of a $38,000 loan.
Nice.
Okay. Capital Federal would argue I'm probably worthy of a little bit more, but whatever. And I kept them on the phone, and I'm just like, oh, this is fantastic. And I told this story on the air like a month or two ago and came in for a round of criticism with people saying, why did you even bother with them? You know, and I never gave them anything personal. I never gave them my address, my birthday.
Your FICA score.
My Social Security, my FICA score, no. But I just kept dragging them on the phone, partly because for me it's like a sport.
Same.
Just to see how far can I drag these people out? What are they going to ask for? And I get to creatively try to figure a way out of answering said question. But also, and this is true, Michael and Sam, the longer I keep them on the line drag them out,
mm-hmm.
the less they're calling Mildred, 98 years old, in
Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm, and really taking her to town.
If anybody asks me what my social is, I always say it's 867-5309. And then they're like, what are the last two numbers? I'm like, that's it. I'm really old. I only have seven
from the
numbers.
20s.
I'm sold. My social security number is 2.
But no, I mean, I have no... And then at the end, what normally happens is I tell them that they're a scammer and they've wasted their time. And Mildred just got in the car to go to church, and so you're not going to get her today. And then they try to argue that they're not a scammer. It's a legitimate business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I start unleashing F-bombs and tell them how worthless they are and that they're horrible human beings and to go eat things and
a bag of something.
Bags of certain things.
Yep.
and and then they always hang out.
Lesson here, evergy.com. Mm-hmm. There's also another scam going around Jackson County right now with like a fake eviction notices or something.
Yeah, that was in the stack yesterday, was it not?
It was.
There was one. See if we can find this during the break, Sam, if you wouldn't mind. There was one on the news yesterday morning, and I made a mental note, and of course I forgot it, where some grandma got scrubbed for a lot of money. They used an AI voice of her granddaughter. All they ended up getting was like one word from her granddaughter or maybe a little posting on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And they took this small sample from this woman's granddaughter, called her, "Grandma, I'm in trouble. I'm in huge trouble. And I really, really need your help." And, you know, these people.
And don't tell anyone, Grandma.
Definitely don't call the police. I wouldn't say they're smart, except they're cunning. They know how to game somebody who is older, who might be a little bit gullible.
But they created this entire AI voice from one word.
I believe that's what, I think it was on one of the major, like ABC News or NBC News the other night.
Martinez, California. Thousands of dollars were stolen from a California woman after scammers used AI to mimic her daughter's voice
daughter's voice.
What authorities describe as a growing type of fraud. Deborah Del Mastro is the mom. She says it all started when she got a phone call from an unknown number one morning in May. There was a male voice that said, "Who is this?" And I said, "Well, who is this?" And he said, "Someone you need to talk to." Then the caller claimed to be his 37-year-old daughter, her 37-year-old daughter, Sarah, saying that she had been kidnapped by a Mexican drug cartel after seeing something she wasn't supposed to. Del Mastro believed the proof. "It was my daughter's voice having an absolute panic attack, scared, telling me, 'I love you, Mom. I'm so sorry. I'm so scared.' And then, boom, they just cut it off." Fearing for her daughter's life, Del Mastro followed the caller's instructions for 5 hours. As the caller issued a series of urgent commands, the guy is barking orders. "Don't speak. Is there someone near there with you? Don't speak. Go and get dressed and get out. Do this now," she said the caller would yell. After wiring $5,400 to Mexico from multiple different locations, Del Mastro said that she was told her daughter would be released at a grocery store. When she arrived at that store, she could not find her. She then called her daughter, who picked up and said, "Mom, I'm at work.
What's up?"
Oh, from the text line, this is good. This is why you always create a family code word or code phrase. And then when the scammer calls, you ask them what the family code word is. And if they don't answer, you hang up.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Now, if you're going to go the route of answering the scammer's phone calls, we're getting a bunch of good tips on the text line, a couple on the phone lines, about what you could say to them to make them hang up the phone immediately. You answer and you say, "Hi, you've reached the FBI fraud hotline. How may I help you?" You answer it and they ask you a series of questions, and while you're not answering any, you eventually say, I do apologize. I cannot answer any questions until my lawyer hops on the call." That'll get them every time.
Let's go to Kathy in Wyandotte County.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just want to say they call me all the time, and they say, "Hello, you have been overcharged by your effigy."
You don't need to use the Hispanic accent. Just give us the script.
And they want your check number, you know, to reinstate your money back to your account. So I say, "Well, I'll tell you what, let me call Effigy and get this straightened out before I do this." "Oh, no, you don't need to do that. Oh, no, no, no." I said, "Yeah, I do." But I said, "Don't worry. I'll check with Effigy. I'll check with my bank and I'll call you back." Well, there is no callback number. But I deal with these people all the time. I give them the business.
Okay.
The business.
Okay, we're going to go ahead.
Not need the accent.
We're going to end that one right there. We're good. You know, I did call back the 111111111 number.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've said it before on the program. I have gotten scam calls from my own phone number. And when you have an Android, it automatically saves your number as a contact under your name. So my phone rang, and it said, Sam Stevie.
What is that like, looking down at your phone, and it's your number and your name? And how? Explain this to me, because I'm dumb, okay? And I fully recognize it. How is it that they can get a number registered exactly the same as yours when your number already exists?
It's not really registered. So mine is like actually registered through
AT&T or whomever.
However they register that. You can pretty much spoof any phone number you want to online. You're making the call from the IP address, and you can put whatever number you want
as
the display.
They're not calling from a real phone.
Correct.
They're calling from a computer.
Yep. It's a VoIP, which is voice inter something something. I used to think it was voice IP. What does VoIP stand for?
VoIP's really not that important.
Voice over internet VoIP protocol is what VoIP stands for. And so it's just fake phone numbers that they use to...
I mean, I said before we went to break, they're not smart, but they are cunning. And I believe that. You know, they are really good at one thing, and that is two things. Annoying the hell out of me and getting money out of gullible older people who are believing what they're hearing, right?
Yeah.
But if they're so cunning and know what they're doing, why are they calling your number from your number?
That should be a red flag.
They're just mass dialing. So they cling on to some random number, and then they just mass dial a bunch of phone numbers, hoping that they get a live one.
Yeah, there are apps that will mask your phone number.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
So is this something we just have to put up with for the rest of our lives?
Well, you could get rid of your cell phone.
Don't think I haven't thought about it.
I still have a landline.
Do you really?
I do.
What do you use it for?
Nothing.
But it just sits there?
Yep.
When was the last time you placed a landline call?
I think one day I lost cell service, and I had to go back to the days of rotary phones. No, not really, but I had to use my landline.
Really?
Uh-huh. I did.
From the text line, my mother is fully convinced that she is engaged to Steve Perry.
And did he propose when they met in person?
She even gave him our family safe word, which is Michael Mackey.
Is the safe word cinnamon gum?
I don't know. It's not news, my safe word.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes. Dr. Rick and
the
Kathy Nelson.
Kathy Nelson.
Joining us in studio in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about Big Slick coming up this weekend in Kansas City.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.